Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th of March. I'm Paul White. We are in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. What's Paul mean when he says baptized into Christ? Well, on the surface, it seems pretty simple. People go down into the water. They are dunked beneath the water or sprinkled under the water. The word baptismo is really to immerge. And so that's why we considered in terms of dunking, going under. They come up, and then we look at that as representative of going into the grave and coming out a new man. I don't think there's anything wrong with that definition. I think it's a little incomplete, however. And here's why. Because in the framework of the New Testament, the idea of baptism was not just a purification. There were Old Testament baptisms, which the book of Hebrews says we should move on from. These are Old Testament washings. But there is a New Testament idea of baptism being closely associated with death. When John the Baptist baptizes people under repentance, he's baptizing them into a new mind change. So by baptizing them, he's ceremoniously saying, we are burying your old way of thinking. Your old way of thinking is dying so that you can think a new way. However, Jesus wants to do more than baptize you into a mind change. Jesus wants to baptize you into the Holy Ghost. This is the truth of the Logos, the Spirit blowing across the chaos of your life and recreating a new man. That is a baptism of fire. It doesn't have much to do with emotions or shouting or some of the things. And I had a lot of these things as the very definition of the baptism with fire in my Pentecostal roots. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of that, but I don't think that's what John meant when he said baptized by fire. But of all of our talking, we're really better off to just find it in the literature. Listen to Luke in Luke chapter, this is Jesus rather, in Luke's gospel, chapter 12, verse 50. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Now, Jesus has already been baptized in the Jordan. He is not talking about excitement about being baptized in water. What baptism is Jesus needing to be baptized with and is distressed till it is accomplished? And I believe that baptism is going to the cross. Why? Because the New Testament writers use the same language. Listen to Paul in Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So Jesus had a baptism he couldn't wait to be baptized with. That's the cross. You and I, when we identify with Christ by faith, are baptized into his death. Now, the water that we go down into is a physical sign of that baptism into death, and I think it works a lot like communion. It identifies us with the action involved. We're eating the bread, we're drinking the wine, we identify with broken body, resurrected body, shed blood, new blood, and we participate in it as co-inheritors of covenant. Baptism's the same way. We see this dunking, we participate in this baptism, and we identify as co-inheritors of what that means. This is why I think water baptism is a great thing for people's identity. You have people who are struggling with who they are in Christ, and water baptism becomes an important part of their understanding who they are in Christ. Let's read on, Romans 6, 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be of resurrection. Or there's a few words added there in the English, in the likeness of his resurrection. And so Paul is saying, I think Paul is saying, we identified with Christ's death, now let's identify with Christ's life. The old you went into a baptism, which was a death. The new you came out brand new in Christ. Paul would say it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. And so Paul here adds to that thought. Now, back to our text in Galatians, we've done some underpinning for this verse now. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. What does it mean? We just covered what it means to be baptized into Christ. What does it mean to put on Christ? Look how Paul deals with this, and look at what Paul says in Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Now you have already been baptized in him, so it's now time to put on who he is. What would putting on who he is look like? Well, look at Romans 13. Let's do the context. Verses 11 through 14. It's high time to wake out of your sleep. Your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let's cast off the works of darkness. Let's put on the armor of light. Let's walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. This is the responsibility side of those who've been baptized into Christ. You've already been baptized in him. You don't need to put these things on in order to be saved. You put these things on because you are saved. You put these on because it's time to wake up to who you are in Christ. It's time to realize that being a child of God is not simply about having your sins forgiven. It is about allowing the fruit to come out in your life. This is what I think is the truth side of grace and truth came by Jesus. Tomorrow we move on to Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, where we learn the distinctions are gone, what that looks like in Christ. We'll see you then. God bless.